Chapter 4. The new school year opened at Choctaw High on the first Thursday in September. It was around 8 that morning when my father pulled into the school's gravel driveway. He was driving an old 57 Chevy which he'd bought a week or so before, and which he gave me a few weeks later. It was gray, and the left front fender was badly dented, but to me, it was a gleaming chariot. And I had no doubt that once I'd graduated from high school, I would use it to escape Choctaw forever. I started to get out of the car as soon as my father brought it to a full stop, but I suddenly felt his hand touch my shoulder, looked back at him, and saw that tender but oddly apprehensive expression I now give my daughter Amy, knowing, as I do, that she will soon be on her own, and that the world into which she is going is full of unexpected peril. "Be good, Ben," was all he said, but even then I recognized it more as a warning than a command, one which, in light of all that was soon to happen, still strikes me as eerily foreknowing. I nodded quickly and got out of the car. Once at the door of the school, I glanced back. The old gray Chevy was still sitting in the circular drive, my father behind the wheel, his face poised over its wide black arc. He nodded, lifted a finger, then jerked the car into gear and pulled away. Mr. Arlington had already arrived when I got to the classroom. He didn't speak to me as I came through the door, but continued the job he'd already begun, taping pictures of Jefferson Davis and Abraham Lincoln on opposite sides of the blackboard. I took my usual seat near the middle of the room while Mr. Arlington went on with his task. On that day, he was the same age I am now, but he seemed terribly old to me, overweight and stoop-shouldered, with a wife who looked like the female version of himself. Before each class, Mr. Arlington would take off his jacket, pull down the tie, and roll up his shirt sleeves, as if teaching us were more a physical than an intellectual labor. He taught history, and in teaching it, he clearly relished the fact that he could occasionally impart what he took to be its big ideas.